Dave, John, what do you say?
Oh, Danny.
John, what do you want to say?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get through earlier.
That's all, mate.
Funny from Newcastle, I'm a Newcastle fan.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to what you said about last week about this Dick Callow,
yeah,
the ref who...
Allegedly bullied a young ball boy by getting a policeman to take him because he didn't agree with what the ball boy was saying.
Yeah, well, he did a bit more damage to us in the third round of the FA Cup match in against Bournemouth.
What happened?
It was actually sort of impenetrable fog and everybody at the game knew it. But as you sort of turn up and sort of think maybe it'll lift, but of course,
yeah,
it was actually getting worse. He started the game even though he couldn't even see the ball or indeed even him.
Yeah.
And then actually kept the game playing until I think it was exactly 30 seconds after we'd all lost our money.
He
then called it off.
He kicked off and then called it off?
Yeah, he kicked off and then there's a certain time span when,
yeah,
after which you lose all your money and you have to sort of like pay again for the rematch.
And I've never heard of anyone getting their money back ever.
Yeah, well, it was bad enough actually getting that happening to us,
yeah,
the Newcastle fans, but we also read the next day there was something like 50 Bournemouth fans actually flown up,
yeah,
after work to Newcastle.
I think we were saying last season there has to be this, it takes a lot of fun away from, I love it when I hear friends of mine have gone off to away games that,
yeah,
were cancelled when they got there. I actually do like that.
Yeah.
But in the cold like that, you have to say there has to be a kind of 2-hour statute of limitations, and after 2 hours they must make the decision before it, unless there's an act of God and an earthquake,
yeah,
and the ground opens up and covers them. But
well, to be fair, I mean, I think we called again the match, and we all had to pay half price, but we still had to pay half the price.
Yeah.
But nobody can understand why Vickers started it, and so you know his name was mentioned, I think
his name is
pricked up there around
his name has become a hissing and a byword.
Just
the fact you're calling from Newcastle.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's going on?
Well, I think it's Keegan bringing out the best in them, you know.
To say the least.
I mean, we've got some players who are definitely Premier League material. I mean, people like Lee Clark,
mm-hmm,
and Sheedy, and obviously, you know, others. I mean, there's some really good people. Also, the squad is very sort of deep in the sense that even if they kind of like lose Gavin Peacock, which they've done through injury this time, they can still call upon somebody like the caliber of Mick Quinn, you know. So
yeah,
I think, changing, and the old policy of...
Are you going to sustain, though? I mean, can you see it?
Well, you know, touch wood.
Yeah, I suppose so.
No, but I mean...
I think it will. I think it's going to be a belting game in your playoffs, by the way.
Well, I think... When I always say that there are certain big-name clubs, and Newcastle has always been a big name.
Oh, yeah.
And it places, I think, in the Premier League.
So, congratulations, because we're coming up to the last 3 minutes. A couple of want to get